And Mr. Diner, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Thank you. Welcome back. All right. We are back from executive session. So, sir, just a couple of things. We have a question. Would it be possible to receive a letter within the next 4 working days stating what the status is of Dr. Denbar's working situation, whether he's not working?
Yes.
Or working?
Yes. Okay. Happy to provide that for the board.
All right. And within 4 working days?
Yes.
And that doesn't count today, so that gives you until next week. Also, there is there's a complaint, 2037, that will be going to the CSC, which is the initial review. At the last CSC, Dr. Denbar and his attorney waived the CSC and just took the case to initial review. Would he be willing to do that again?
I will need to speak with my client.
All right. So could you also let our office know if he's willing to waive the initial review of 2037? That's the case number. And if he's going to, then we would also just package that with the rest.
Understood. I will ask him and I will get back to this board.
Okay, if you let the board know. All right, thank you. So on the table right now, we are discussing whether we want to...
And Madam Chair, if I may clarify one point with Mr. Beardsley, to also indicate when the board can expect to receive his response for the 20-37 complaint, as it is overdue at this point.
Okay. I don't know. I've never heard of the 20-37 complaint
before. They may
before.
Not be of counsel. That would be one thing to clarify if you are representing Dr. Denbar for that one.
I will look into that.
Thank you.
All right. And then if you aren't representing him, if you could let him know, we would like to know whether he's going to waive the initial CSC.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. We have a request for continuance for these cases.
And I'll resurrect my motion to allow the continuance with combination of the most recently waived plus the current 4, and if we can get an answer from counsel or client on the 9th to wrap them into one hearing.
So that's the 2037 I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so it's waiving to hear these to the next meeting.
Yes.
Or when we next, with the idea that we're going to do it whenever this is scheduled next at the in-person meeting, that will be the meeting.
There's no more continuance after this.
Right. We are going to look at all of them at that point. So we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I just want to reiterate again that at this point, I think all of the cases need to be seen at the next meeting, that the tactics to continue these cases and drag them on have been frustrating for all parties involved, and that at this time, I continue to have significant concerns about continued practice of this doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Davis-Wilson. Any other comments?
Wow.
Not hearing any. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
We have one opposed. Motion passes. You will be hearing from our board in regards to any follow-up information, but we do expect your letter regarding his work status by next week.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Item 4S, I believe it had to do with nominations. I can find that page.
Should we see 9 and 8 together? We already did 9.
Very, very.
What?
We didn't do 1. Then.
Yeah.
We did 9. No. Right.
Yeah, we did. We continued it.
All right. Item number 16, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding ASPPB call for award nominations. Executive Director.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The ASPPB issues what is an issued and what is an annual call for nominations for various award categories. They are outlined and described for you in your memorandum. This is not something that jurisdictions are required to do. However, if you want to make nominations and direct me to submit those, I am happy to do so.
All right, thank you. So we have four award nominations, state Provincial Service Award, Norma P. Simon Award, Ming Fisher Award, and ASPPB Fellow Award. Are there any nominations? I don't have any. Dr. Bohansky?
The State and Provincial Service one is for somebody who works within ASPPB to do something at a state level. I'm not sure about the Ming Fisher. I think is for executive directors who have worked with the association to do something substantial. I'm not sure what Norma Simon is. Do you remember?
I think it could be for. No, I don't think right now we have anybody that would.
Would fit for any of those categories.
Okay.
The one that I would come up with, if any, would be the ASPPB fellow, and I would be thinking of Dr. Malott.
You have to do a lot with the board, though, don't you? So.
Dr. Malott has been on this board more than 15.
Not their board.
More than 15 years. She has worked in a variety of capacities at ASPPB on their various committees, and I think has represented the state of Arizona well. She certainly has represented the academic community well. She's on top of all of those issues, despite the fact that she's run for president there and didn't get elected. I know what that's like. It didn't mean she wasn't the quality candidate that they themselves nominated for it. So if I'm being asked a direct question, you know better than to ask me a direct question. You'll get a direct answer. It would be Dr. Malott is worthy of fellow status in that group.
So are you nominating?
You bet.
Great. Is there a second? I'll second. Jumping on that one. Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Dr. Malott, we are going to nominate you.
Thank you.
Any other? Does it sound like there's any other discussion on that item? Item 17, new agenda items for future meetings. So are the on the next agenda will be the cases for Dr. Denbar. And staff will then coordinate the dates of that with us. Okay. Is there any other?
Yeah, we had earlier whether or not we want to consider legislation, and I think we should put that on so we can talk about it. If it's not on the agenda, it's
okay.
It can't be talked about.
Okay, let's put that on the IMEs.
The other thing that's missing on this agenda is, and we need to talk about is the status of this year's legislations.
Oh yes.
And where
we are in the
we're running a bill. We've got people running bills to alter our stuff. It's, I think, important to be talking about on a regular basis where that.
All right. Well, maybe we can ask staff if you can just send us an email on what it. Can we do that?
Madam Chair, certainly. There was an oversight when the March agenda was generated. It was generated from January's agenda content, and January preceded the standing agenda item, which was the bills. I don't know if this is a possibility. I do speak to the bills in my executive director's report, which is on the consent agenda.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to go to the exercise of pulling that off the agenda for purposes of having this discussion. Otherwise, I'm more than happy to tell you about the developments in our legislation.
I think we should pull it off so we can get a report.
Pull it off the agenda?
The consent agenda.
Oh, we already.
It's already been voted on.
It's already been voted on.
But it's part of the agenda, and so you would be permitted to discuss it.
Okay, so then if you don't mind, let's discuss that part of the agenda.
Yeah, certainly. So you have, I think, my most recent tracking report, and I generated another one today. That one's more exciting than the one attached to my report, frankly, because It reports two significant developments. The bill that we are most concerned about, of course, Senate Bill 1054, was heard by the House Health and Human Services Committee. I prepared testimony to speak to it, but it was sort of briefly delivered and really no questions from the committee, so unanimous do pass recommendation. Additionally, this week we heard, or the House...
Do you mind giving, you're throwing, it helps to have a text with the numbers?
Certainly. So Senate Bill 1054, that is the continuation bill, so the bill that would continue the agency an additional 8 years. That is the bill that the House, so it's already passed the Senate with only one dissenting vote. So now the House is considering that bill. The Committee of Assignment is the Health and Human Services Committee. Unanimous do pass recommendation for that bill. So it will next be reviewed by the Rules Committee just for purposes. Is it proper for consideration? And then it will move through the Committee of the Whole process. So we may know in the next 3 weeks if our continuation bill has been passed and transmitted to the governor.
And that's the one that has the obviously.
The question is, that's the one that has the Argosy fix in.
Oh, no, that's a separate bill.
Okay.
So let me speak to that one. House Bill 2224. So that one was heard by the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. So it passed the House unanimously. The Senate is now considering that bill. That is the, I prepared testimony for that. The committee didn't need to hear testimony. Unanimous do pass recommendation for that one. So, again, I think it's maybe 3 weeks away from transmittal to the governor. So the legislation that impacts this board is doing very well and okay. Progressing exactly on the path we hoped.
Okay. Now, this one's important because we have at least two cohorts of students who, under our current statutes, would not be qualified with their doctorate, even coming from APA-approved programs because of that residency language. And my understanding is this is a session fix, which is only going to affect those two cohorts of students, so that we will consider them having met the residency requirement. That's a thing we have in academically to kind of block fly-by-night online programs, that they actually have to go to class and be with other students and have real professors. When Argosy shut down, they end up getting their degree from a school where they didn't do any classes. So that's a conflict with the law. We've fixed it. We came up with some magic language. If that moves through, within Arizona, there are several hundred students and across the nation who would be eligible to apply in Arizona. There's about 1,000 students who will be covered by this. So I thank Senator or Representative Bartow and the Committee on Writing Language That's Magic, because that was a huge thing that people were sitting in these seats begging us to do month after month for a year. So that's big. So if that one's going through and our continuation sunrise thing or sunset thing is going through, then we're good. Is there, I'll let you go on with your update now.
Oh, no, I just, if I may, too, on the subject of the Argosy students, the application review committee very recently saw a couple of applicants who met the who fit that criteria that you're describing. The committee is knowing that we're potentially weeks away from being able to tell the students the door is opening for you. They are tabling these applications.
Good.
So we are exploring all the strategies we can possibly do to move them through when we can.
Mm-hmm. Students shouldn't be punished for the faults of a university. And I want to make sure that we get that one through.
And what about Senate Bill 1212?
Yes, so Senate Bill 1212, I believe that one, if it passed the Senate unanimously, and then more recently, let's see, I'm trying to remember.
And that's the bill that would modify our statute to allow for, defines what's out of percent just moved into the state and they do not don't need to meet all of our qualifications as long as they're they're licensed in the other state.
Universal recognition. It clarifies the language.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So, no, it hasn't been scheduled for House vote yet. So, but it has passed the Senate unanimously.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. And then, of course, you heard 2809, my comments on that, which is the mandatory fee waiver, fee reduction legislation. Those are, yes, the ones that I had hoped we could talk about today. Oh, and then the state licensing fee waiver. I spoke to that one, too. Any active duty military service member, member spouse, and veteran applying for initial licensure can have their fees waived.
All right. Thank you. All right. Any other updates or for our agenda items for the next meeting? All right. Before we adjourn, I just again want to thank staff so much for all the preparation you do, all the work you do to make us be prepared and look good. We really appreciate it. And to all the board members for your hours and hours of preparation for these meetings. I know it's a lot to read and it's a lot of time that you're offering out of your own personal lives, but it's duly appreciated. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.